listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning. News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, News Talk WANI. Pleased to welcome into the studio Jack Warren, Energy Savers. As Jack, were your ears burning? We were talking about you this morning.
A little bit.
I had the Top Hat Chimney Sweeps guy on. And I told him, I said, had Trent from there, and I said, I know that the weather's changing because my guest schedule fills up with Top Hat Chimney Sweeps and Energy Savers and all these people that haven't done what they were supposed to do in the quote-unquote off-season.
That's right.
So guess what they're doing now? Calling all y'all to come fix chimneys for them and heating and air for y'all, because they're going to have to turn that heater on this week probably.
It's probably going to be down to 30s. I was amazed. Mm-hmm. I looked at that, and I said, well, I was running an ad, you know, we're cooling. And so, you know, the good thing about the South, give it 2 or 3 days, it'd be 90 degrees.
I was going to say, I think we're back to 79 or 80 on Saturday, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah. So it'll be okay.
So this is when those units are really working, because they're coming in and people are switching them all up.
Right.
And it's going heater, cool, back to heater, back to cool on this, as I said, this Saturday. They're going to have the air conditioner back on.
That's right. Yeah, we have people, residential and commercial, both. They use, most of the time, the commercial folks are running the air all the time, it seems like. But they'll call up and they say, Jack, I just looked at the forecast, and I got four ladies down the hall, and they told me, y'all need to come out here and check the heating system. I said, well, put it in the heating position. If it's not working, then we'll come out. But if you want to come out and do a service call, we can do that too.
Right.
Just peace of mind, I guess.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to have any problems. Keep everybody happy.
No, well,
that's a chore.
Let me just tell you that they were calling because, as they said, the coworkers had already warned them. So he's trying to avoid some conflict down the road.
I don't want those four ladies after me.
when they tell him a little bit later on, they say, I thought you said you called Jack. then both of you are in trouble. You know that, right?
That's right.
Oh, goodness. Well, I know that you brought us a couple of things to talk about. And one thing is the team members. And you said going into this interview, you sat down with me and we were visiting a little bit, and you said, I said, when are you going to be done with this and live the easy life? And you said, it is easy, because right now we got so many good team members that I work with. You just turn it over to them.
They are. They're outstanding. People ask me all the time, Jack, are you going to retire? And then Bill Bell says, I know you're not going to retire, Jack. Can you release some of your responsibilities to some of the younger sales guys? I said, sure, I'll be glad. But I said, I got certain people that call me on my cell, and they expect me to come out.
No doubt.
So that works out well. But our team members, I'm not a high-tech IT Google-type guy, but I looked at our account, Energy Savers, on the Google reviews,
mm-hmm.
and we've got 2,234 Google reviews at 4.9.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to one of my banker friends the other day, and he said, well, let me look and see where our Google reviews are. He looked at it, and he said, Jack, this is embarrassing. We got four. But we get compliments. We're broken up into teams. We have customer service.
Mm.
Karen's got a total of 6 in her department, and they answer the phones. They answer anywhere from 60 to 100 calls, depending on the weather. And then they set up the customers, and then they send it over to the service department in dispatch. Well, Jim's got, I think he's up to 22 texts now, and schedules that. And then they send pictures out. What I like about it is they send a picture out. I've had numerous customers, new accounts, said, well, I like Jeremy. I like Billy. Well, we send them a picture. We text them a picture. A lot of the elderly people like me having a birthday coming up.
Right.
You get familiar with somebody and you trust them, which all our guys or gals are super, super trustworthy. I mean, we do a lot of background checks, not only the criminal, financial. We give them tests to make sure they meet the score that we want them to score, so they know what they're doing when they come out to your home or your business. But all of them are just – I get compliments all the time. People call them and say, Jack, those three guys you sent out to my house the other day, I just did one down here for, let's see, Auburn Office Works, Jack Johnson. He said, Jack, those are the most polite people. And they're young. These were two young guys
right,
in their mid-20s.
Right.
I usually don't get those kind of compliments on young people.
Mm.
I hate to say that, young people. But anyway, you know, you need to set an example, work hard, and present yourself with integrity. And that's what we have on all our team members. So I give him nothing but accolades all the time.
Listen, with Jack Warren, as we talk energy savers, we got to talk about service call preventative maintenance. We preach on it over and over and over. We're going to do that next with Jack after this on Auburn Opelika This Morning. News Talk WANI.
This is News Talk WANI. Auburn Opelika, Alabama, USA. Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, News Talk WANI. Jack Warren joins me, Energy Savers on Auburn Opelika This Morning, with service calls and preventative maintenance. We've been talking about preventative maintenance pretty much ever since I've known you, Jack.
Well, it's a big thing. It's that's what I like, preventive maintenance. I have preventive maintenance.
Well, it's because what we just said. It's going to be 34 degrees
right
twice this week.
Right.
And if you don't have preventative maintenance and you haven't turned that heater on like you just talked about,
right,
you could be in for a world of hurt come, what is it, Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Yeah, I live in a condo, so I had a neighbor next door to me, and I've lived there for several years, and he calls me up. This was last winter, actually, when we had one of those 28-degree mornings, and he knew it was coming. He said, Jack, you haven't pushed me about changing over to energy savers. But I recommended somebody prior to that, way back 20 years ago, and he's been using them. He said, Jack, I just called that other company. My heat won't come on. This guy's 84 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and they told me, and he's a preventive maintenance customer. I got him to sign up with this other company before, with Energy Savers. He says, I called them. I said, I'm a preventive maintenance company. They said, well, we can get to you probably in another day or two. Man, he said, I got hot, Jack. I got hot. I said, do you realize I'm 84 years old? I've been dealing with you for 20 years, and you're telling me you can't come out?
Mm.
So he calls me. He says, he called me at 10 o'clock in the morning. He said, and this was a Friday.
Mm.
He says, Jack, I hate to impose, but if you got any, I said, I have no influence, but I'll call for you.
Mm-hmm.
We came out at 3 o'clock that afternoon. Come to find out, I hate to say the other party put a thermostat in there, and they didn't wire it up quite right where his heat wouldn't come on.
Okay.
It was 3 months ago. My guy wires it up, has got it up and running. He's talking to him. He said, you know, that unit's 20 years old, but if you ever want us to change it out. He calls me back. He said, Jack, I want somebody to come out here and talk to me. I said, George, you're my neighbor. We're friends. I'm not going to quote you the heat and air system, but I'll have one of my residential guys do it.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a brand new system from us.
There you go.
It's service. It's all about service. But, you know, I tell people you can do a service call for, I think it's residential, is $99.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do a preventive maintenance where we come out twice a year and we do a thorough 15-point checkup. It's $15 a month. What we started doing, we used to send out bills. Half the customers would forget, let it lapse. They would call me Saturday morning, Jack, I just called the office and my unit's not cooling. And they told me they couldn't come out because I defaulted on my payment.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to tell people that. I said, it's company policy. I got 13,000 customers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't override that. So I said, to keep it simple, just do a credit card. We'll do a debit. You'll see it every month. It's $180 per system.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a 15% discount on parts. You get priority service. So you go to the top. If we have 100 people that call in, they're not PM customers, guess what? You're in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, when air conditioners break down, I've had it happen twice on my unit. It's Friday night at 10 o'clock. I'm laying in the bed. I said, man, that air feels a little warm.
Mm-hmm.
I checked my thermostat's 80 degrees. My compressor's off.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not going to call. I can wait. I know the drill. I said, y'all can come out Monday if you want to. They were nice enough. One of my techs was in the area. He said, Jack, I saw you on the list for Monday, but I was in the area. I'm going to swing by there and recharge your system. Just super guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people, if you want to get priority service, and I have some customers sitting with Jack, you know, I go to work at 10 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning. Can y'all put me down as first? I said, call it in about 2 weeks in advance so we can go ahead and line that up. And, yeah, we can come in there at 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We'll be gone. You can go back to work. You'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about, number one, we answer the phone. That's one thing about energy savers. I've had some people say, I called 5 different contractors. I had one lady, she called me on my cell. She got my cell number from somebody. I said, yes, ma'am, can I ask why you called us? She says, well, I've called 5 other people. My next-door neighbor uses you. I got your cell phone because you put a system in for them a couple months ago. So I called you, and this is Saturday. I said, it's fine. It's good. If I go to the gym now, I'm not going to answer the phone.
That's right.
But anyway, she says, so I need somebody. I said, ma'am, we will answer the phone. And worst-case scenario, you can call me on my cell phone.
Right.
So, but I said, unless there's a glitch in the phone system, Energy Savers answers the phone 24/7, which is sort of a rare commodity in this day and time. Sometimes a lot of people punch out Friday at 3:30, and you won't see them to Monday.
Trust me, we've seen those, and especially when we needed them.
Yeah, and I don't care if it's plumber, electrician, whatever. It's all about service. Mm-hmm. But a preventive maintenance puts you at the top of the list with preventive maintenance.
Energy savers is what we're talking. Jack Warren in studio. We've got to take our final break at the hour. Back more with Jack here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, News Talk WANI.
The only station to ever be named Alabama Station of the Year twice.
News Talk WANI.
This is Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, News Talk WANI. Jack Warren, Energy Savers is what we're talking. And Jack, we'll jump right into it with only a couple of minutes left. Extended warranty up to 12 years, not 10 years. You've added two to the extended warranty.
That is an Energy Savers. The manufacturers, whether it be Goodman, Daikin, but what we decided to do to add more value to our residential customers, if you buy a new system from Energy Savers, after the first year, naturally everything's covered. But for the 11 next years, for $15 a month, if you sign up as a PM customer, you never pay for another service call.
Okay.
People say, what does that mean? I said, well, in the 11th year, if your compressor goes out, instead of paying $1,200 in labor, you don't pay anything. They said, really? What if I need to call you out in between my preventive maintenance calls? No service, no labor. Mm. I said, really? I said, yeah, I hope we don't have too many of those because we're going to lose a lot of money. But we're trying to differentiate ourselves and go from 10 years to 12 years because the manufacturers are not going to give you a 12-year warranty. But we pick that up. But we do probably 2,000 residential systems a year, and we might have two failures out of that. But we just feel like it's more value for the customer. And people say, well, ABC called and they told me it was going to be $1,200 to change my compressor out, even though it's within the warranty. I said if you'd bought that system for Energy Savers, it would be zero cost. So we just want customers to feel good about us. I said for the next 12 years, you buy a new system from us for your residential home per system, you're covered for 12 years. Only $180 a month per $180 per year.
$180 per year.
I said you can't beat that.
No.
Just do the math.
And that's per system, right? Because you got some of these houses that have two units or something.
Yeah. So if you got two systems, it's $30 a month. If we've changed out multiple systems for people, so if we changed out two systems for the next 12 years, it's $30 a month for the rest of the 12-year period.
Can't stress it enough. Cold weather, cold temperatures coming up. If you don't have the preventative maintenance, you can still sign up to this day. Jack and them would be more than happy to come see you. I know that, as we said, he's got all those young guys that are stepping in. And but how do they get in touch with you guys, Jack?
Best thing to do, now you can go online. I encourage people to look at our website. It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in a hurry, you can just go online. But most people want to know. I'm all about talking to somebody. So 334-749-9300.
749-9300. As always, Jack, thank you, man.
Thank you, Vince. Great.
I know. Are you headed to the gym this afternoon? Is it one of those days?
About 2 hours.
Day? Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
I got to take care of this pretty face.
Auburn Opelika this morning, News Talk WANI. Jack Warren, Energy Savers. We're going to talk Lee County Humane Society here momentarily on Auburn Opelika this morning, News Talk WANI. Fox News coming up next.